It was very nice to go to a place where it's quiet.
I think you pay less for those seats in shuls, the places that are quiet. The places that talk, you pay more for. Good morning to everyone. This year is dedicated to the memory of my father, Tzvi Meir ben Moshe Yonatan Hareini Kaparat Mishkavo. I'm going into the second month of Avelus, and I have to admit that I have a lot to say about Avelus after going through it for the first time. It's not something that I wish on anyone, but it's part of life. And I made a decision that if I start giving classes on how people give shiva calls and what stupid comments they make and how you could give a shiva call in an efficient way, it's going to be too close for comfort because I'm going to be speaking from my heart and not from my mind. So I'm going to wait a bit, but I just want to give a spoiler for the future that may come. So Bruce, put that on the agenda. I may have to let off steam at one point or another, but I'm going to wait, Bezrat Hashem, because a person has to know that first and foremost, you don't drink salt and comfort when you're about to drive, and second of all, they have to know not to speak from the heart only, but also to try to connect the heart to the mind, which is what we've tried to do around this table for many years, and we're going to try to do that now. This Shabbos is a Shabbos that many people dread. The reason for that is, it's longer in shul. Who likes to be in shul for too long? Namely, one individual that said, oh, wonderful, instead of 2 hours, 2.5 hours, oh, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to get there early. I'm going to get to the seats that no one talks to.
I go to a Kalbach minion.
Oh, that's better.
I'm enjoying it.
Well, certain people are dreading it, certain people are looking forward to it, and quite frankly, one of the issues that come up when a Rosh Chodesh and a Shabbos comes together, or Shabbos goes into Rosh Chodesh on Motzei Shabbos, so you have a Rosh Chodesh on a Friday and Shabbos, is the question of what happens when you have a clash. And I'll explain what I mean. In general, on Fridays, we try not to eat too much in order to do what? To have an appetite for the Shabbos meal. If you look at the top of the source sheet, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's not a halacha like an Erev Pesach, but it's a good idea. You can eat your regular breakfast and lunch whenever you do, but you shouldn't make an additional meal that you usually don't eat on a regular Wednesday and Thursday. It's in honor of Shabbos. One of the things we do in honor of Shabbos, besides vacuuming the rug, doing this in Chutz Laaretz, doing the sponja in Israel, and of course, taking a shower, cleaning the house, getting screamed at by your wife to take out the garbage and whatnot. Everything that goes into a typical Friday in a home, right? We got the screaming, we got the washing, we got the yelling, we got it all. One of the things we do in honor of Shabbos beyond all that is we don't eat too much. Why? As Bruce says, in order to go into Shabbos, when you have a healthy appetite. It starts from the morning all the way through Shabbos. So regular meals, breakfast, lunch, no problem. But don't add on meals. So when did we have a clash where this is a problem? Says the Ramah. Well, that's very nice when your teeth are white, you wake up in the morning, it's a Friday, no problem. When is there a problem? Regular Friday, breakfast, lunch, done. What? Bris Mila says, Harold, only with one leg, guess that's the answer. You don't be ashamed of yourself. You don't know a simple answer. Bris Mila comes out on Friday. What are you going to do? Well, you can't eat. It's like a fast day. It's not a fast day. Says the Ramah, V'sudash Mana Erev Shabbat, Kegon Bris Mila, O Pidjon Haben, Mutar, Ken Nirali, V'chena Minhag HaPashut. So even though the Ramah advised, it's a good idea that when Purim came out in Yerushalayim on Friday, you should have the meal in the morning. Good idea. Well, halacha, he paskins that if zmana, if its time is on Friday, you can have a sudat Purim on Friday. What can't you do? You can't have a meal that's a voluntary meal. All of a sudden at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know what? Let's open up a table. We'll put some wine on the table. We'll put some chicken and potatoes and whatnot. We're going to have a big hearty meal. That you can't do. So let's assume there's a Friday, and whatever that happens, the Friday happens to be, say, Rosh Chodesh, and many people have the minhag to have an additional meal on Rosh Chodesh, and somehow the meal goes into Shabbos. Can that happen? Highly unlikely. But when is it very likely? A few weeks ago, Purim in Yerushalayim was on Friday.
Right.
Some people in Efrat think that Purim should be on that Friday on Tetvav, so they have two Purims. And they're drinking away. When you drink away, you lose your sense of time. Thus, what I said at the beginning of Shir. And therefore, all of a sudden you look at your watch, oh my God, it's Shabbos. So your meal goes into Shabbos. Now you're going to bench. You're a good Jew. What do you say in benching on Shabbos?
Ritzei.
What do you say on benching on Purim? Al Anisim. So how do you bench that Friday night since your meal started on Friday and went into Shabbos?
Yeah.
Happens once in a while? Happens. Give you a scenario that happens much more frequently.
You have Rosh Chodesh on Shalosh
Shudis. Oh, you're eating Shalosh Shudis. Many Jews like to eat Shalosh Shudis. They start before Shkia, preferably. They go into Shkia, Ben Hashmashot. They're singing Mizmor L'David B'nei Heichala. They're being very mystic, or they're not being so mystic. I'm amazed by Jews that close their eyes and they say B'nei Heichala, and I ask them, do you know what you're saying? They say, absolutely not. But this is the way I was taught to say B'nei Heichala. You have to close your eyes and say it. It's like Friday night, whoever daven Nusach Sfar, they say Kegavna. With such fervor, I'm amazed. I said, do you know what it means? Because I always didn't know what it meant. And he says, no. So why are you getting so excited? He said, that's what I thought you're supposed to do. Like it says so in the Berenbaum's, Ashkenaz. It says on the Ashkenaz, in the earth, you got to be excited. So you're eating your Shalosh Shudis. You're into it. There's Divrei Torah on the table. Then it's getting dark. You're okay. Now it's time to bench. Motzei Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. Or Motzei Shabbos is Yontif, like who come out this year for Shavuos. How do you bench? Do you say Ritzei? You say Yalav Yavo? You say both? You say one? You stay away from crime? What do you do? If you would have asked me, I'd say, well, good question. There's one approach that's out there that says, stay away from trouble. Approach number one for this morning is, stay away from trouble. How do you stay away from trouble?
Make sure that you bench before the time.
Make sure you bench before Shkia. If you bench before Shkia, you're fine. Everyone knows that on Shabbos you say Ritzei, Ritzei finished. You wait until Shabbos is over. And then, Motzei Shabbos, if you want to eat your Malav HaMalka, you'll say Yalev HaYavo. That's approach number one. But it seems like in the Gemara, and in the Rishonim, and then in the Achronim, that approach barely comes up. In other words, when the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Achronim dealt with it, they said, let's deal with this question, because quite frankly, what are we telling Jews? Regulate your life, because we can't make a decision. Let's make a decision. Let's say, Yalev Yavo, whatever it might be, but make a decision. Yeah?
The way the meal starts, that's how the weird dimension is ended.
Let's see. Not so simple. We have two Gemaras on the top of the source sheet. One is the more known, one is not. One Gemara, one Tosefta. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Bet, Amar Aleph, into Amud Bet, says, B'nei Chavura Shehu Mesubin, Bekadesh Aleihem Hayom. So you're sitting in your Purim Suda on Friday, and now it's Shabbos. Mevim Lo Kol Shel Yayin, you bring him a cup of wine. V'omer Alav Kedushat Hayom, and you say Kiddush. V'shini Omer Alav Birkat HaMozlem, to be Rabbi Yehuda. And someone else takes that cup of wine and benches. Rabbi Yosi Omer, no. Ochel V'olech Ad Shetechshach. So as you can see, you do bench, and you say Kiddush, and it's all at the same meal. Now what do you say in the Birkat HaMazon? The Gemara doesn't say. But the Tosefta on the left side says, Rabbi Yossi's opinion, and then you pour a cup of wine. So even though Bruce was taught in pre-1K, it always goes by the beginning of the meal. And the beginning of the meal was Friday afternoon when the birds were still chirping and it was still light outside. And people without hair like me still need a hat on because they may get sunburned. And that's when I started my meal. Comes into Shabbos. Here we are. Good Shabbos. I say Kiddush and I bench. And what do I say in benching? Ritzei. Even though when did I start the meal, Bruce? On Friday. So we have one Gemara that doesn't say what to do in benching, and the other Gemara says you actually say it's Shabbos, because right now it's Shabbos. So indeed the Rosh, in Mesechet Pesachim, looking at this Gemara and saying, well, it doesn't say what to say in the benching. All it says to bench. We know that. A Jew has to bench after he eats bread. V'yesh lehis tapek. What does that mean? What's lehis tapek? A purpose next week is Tuesday's election day. Whoever doesn't know, election day is like a Sunday. We have it once in a while, sometimes too close of a while in Israel. And it's a real Sunday. It's not a Yontif. It's not a Shabbos. It's like there's two Sundays in Israel. There's a Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom HaBechiro. That's it. So here we are. We have to fulfill our civic duty. We're in the ballot box. V'yeshli yisapek. What does that mean? I have to deliberate. Who do I vote for? V'yeshli yisapek, says the Rosh. So the Rosh is sitting in Toledo. And he's saying, I have a question. I'm looking at this Gemara, and I don't know. In Tzarich Lafkir Shel Shabbat Ve'Berkat HaMazon, do I have to say Ritzei when the meal started on Friday and went into Shabbos, or not? Well, let's take the opposite scenario that's more frequent. Bruce, what was the opposite scenario? Huh?
Benching?
Benching? What?
No, when you set
it starts. Got it so clear. I'm
you said how the meal starts.
I have a problem with reading comprehension.
When you go into the meal and it's not Shabbat yet, that's how you start.
That was the first. What was the opposite? Other side of the coin?
What the actual time is at that time?
Shalosh Shudis this week. Shalosh Shudis this week. You're going to eat Shalosh Shudis.
Right.
And here we have a gentleman who's looking forward to a long davening. So by the time he finishes lunch, takes his nap, his Shalosh Shudis is going to be pushed off. And eventually he's getting to Shalosh Shudis. He'll start before Shkia, good man, he'll wash, he'll have a kezayit. And then he's going to start singing. And he likes to sing, Karbach Minyan. And he's going to sing, and he's going to sing. And then it's going to get dark out. Now he knows that on Shabbos he was supposed to say Ritzei and Yalei V'Yavo. Now it's pitch black outside. For all states and purposes, it's no longer Shabbos. It's Sunday, because the Jewish day begins at night. How does he bench?
Bench before dark.
So that was, I said,
that's
opinion
I
number one is, stay away from trouble.
Door number one.
But opinion number two is we're not staying away from trouble. The Gemara doesn't suggest to stay away from trouble. It says it happens. So the Rosh says, I'm sitting at Shalosh Shudis. What do you do? And even though Rabbi Yossi said in the Tosefta, Umaskir Shel Shabbat Ve'Berkat HaMazon, he didn't say so in the Gemara. Now everybody around this table knows if a Gemara says something, it's on a higher caliber than if a Tosefta said something. So the Rosh has this suffix. So if you look on the right side of the page, says the Rosh, Kivan, one opinion in the Rosh, Kishikidesh Hayom, Tarich Levarech Ve'Berkat HaMazon Shel Shabbat, Midi Dehavei Amrinan, Shelo Yitfalel Be'Erev Shabbat Mincha, Mitfalel Shtayim Shel Shabbat Ken Nireh. The Rosh says, how do you bench? What's the determining factor? Look right on top of the Rosh. I put a heading for all those that didn't drink coffee or drank too much Southern Comfort this morning.
The time you bench.
So just look outside. It's dark, it's Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos. It's dark, it's no longer Shabbos. Very simple. Go for the time you bench. I don't care when you started. You can extend Shabbat as long as you want. Don't put on the lights. Don't look at your cell phone. That you can do. We're dealing with the benching issue. Sure. Benching is governed by... What time is it? Give you another example that has the same thing. Says the Rosh, what happens if you forgot to daven mincha on Erev Shabbos? You're rushing, your wife is screaming as you take out the trash, you get to shul, you get there a second before shkia, you're in, someone says, good Shabbos, well, you're off for lunch, and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I missed mincha. So we have a mechanism in place when you miss davening by mistake. What's that called?
Tashlumin.
Tashlumin means you daven the Amidah of Ma'ariv how many times?
Twice.
Which Amidah of Ma'ariv do you daven?
Shabbat.
The one of now. It's now Shabbos. You daven two of Shabbos. Even though the mincha you missed was a vachadika mincha, it was a weekday mincha. Now it's Shabbos. You go by the time you are. So the first opinion in the Rosh is you bench by the time you are. In the Shut HaRosh, the responsum of the Rosh, not his perush on the Gemara, but his responsum, he says, Mishit chilecho b'Shabbat, samuch l'chashecha. Shalosh Shudis, you're eating, and it's close to dark, but it's not yet dark. V'chashcha lo kodem shekamar seudato. And it became dark before you finished your meal. In Meshir Shal Shabbat v'Berkat HaMazon, kevan di'ikara seuda, da v'Shabbat. What does the Rosh answer? Da. She'en olaskir shal Shabbat v'chol. Benching is governed by the time you bench. So just like when you missed mincha, you daven ma'ariv twice, but if it's Shabbos, you daven two Shabbos ma'arivs. Or if you miss mincha on Shabbos, you daven ma'ariv motzei Shabbos, two weekday ma'arivs. It goes by the time you bench. So you can accept Shabbos and extend Shabbos. You bench by the time you are. Just like as we get into the days of Sfira, we're going to do an early Shabbos. Sfira is not governed by when you accept Shabbos. Sfira is governed by when it gets dark. So opinion number one is, I don't care when you started your meal, it goes by the time you bench, time to bench, dark, not dark.
Much like Shabbos, reading Shabbos should.
Mm-hmm.
Dark. It's Rosh Chodesh. Let's say Rosh Chodesh is much like Shabbos. So then you wouldn't say everything.
Correct. According to this opinion, the Rosh, you started your meal on Shabbos. You ended in Motzei Shabbos. The Rosh says it goes by the time you bench. You only say Yalev V'Yavo, because Motzei Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. You don't say Resei.
That makes a lot of sense, because the central brachot of benching are still covered.
Correct. So, we're not going to get into that this morning, and that is the question of, if you didn't say any of the above, you didn't say Resei, you didn't say Yalev V'Yavo, do you still fulfill your obligation of benching? That's a whole other question. We'll have to deal with that some other time. But we're saying we're going to be a good Jew. We want to know what to say. We have the bencher in front of us. Which one? Yes, Mr. Weinstein.
When I grew up,
yeah.
About 2-3 hours
after Shabbos,
he served the child in the Shabbos.
So Mr. Weiser says, I don't understand the Rosh. I grew up, the Satmar Rebbe was a Jew. He may not like his politics, but he was a religious Jew. And Mr. Weiser was his house bacher. He knows the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe finished Shabbos 3 hours after Shabbos. And did he say Ritzei? He said Ritzei. What is he based on? So the Satmar Rebbe wasn't an ignoramus. Look on the left side of the page now. This is not political left and right. This is just on the page. Left side of the page. Everybody turn their eyes to the left. The Tosfos in Masechet Pesachim says, the Gomer Kol HaSeudah Mubarech Berkat HaMazon V'Chacha Mekadesh Mashma De'Eino Tzarich Seudah L'Shem Shabbat. You know, you started your meal on Friday, you go into Shabbos, and the Gemara just says to say Kiddush. In other words, you don't have to say, now we are beginning the Sabbath meal. Namely, you don't have to make a meal in honor of Shabbos. Once you're eating on Shabbos, it's a meal in honor of Shabbos. To eat tzarich, because if you have to make a meal in honor of Shabbos, ma'al Allahum tein yafsik miyad. Tell the guy, hey, it's candle lighting time, bench, go to shul, come back, start your Shabbos meal. In other words, you don't need a meal in honor of Shabbos. As long as you're eating on Shabbos, it's good enough. V'im tomar rech yasu kiddush b'lo suda, ha'rei en kiddush elu makom suda, v'yesh lomar, d'chazish kiddush kiddush makom suda, kivan shemiyad achas la'ase kiddush, otah suda, lo lo suda Shabbat. You need to have kiddush where you eat. We're eating. You don't have to eat in honor. You have to say, now we're beginning the Sabbath meal. No. You started on Friday. You went into Shabbos. No problem. Now the meal's in honor of Shabbos. It can double off as the Friday afternoon meal and the Friday night meal. So basically says the Rosh, the Tosfos, that unlike the Rosh, it doesn't go by the time you bench. It basically, what is the character of the meal that you're eating? Are you eating a Shabbos meal or a Rosh Chodesh meal? So on Shalosh Shudis, when you're eating Shalosh Shudis and it goes into Motzei Shabbos, are you eating a Shabbos Shalosh Shudis meal or are you eating a Malav HaMalka? Your Shabbos meal. So the Satmar Rebbe says it's a Shabbos meal, you say Ritzei. And vice versa. If it's Yom Tov on Friday, like we will be on Shvi'i Shel Pesach this year, and you're eating your lunch later in the day, don't advise it, but it happens. And you get into dark. The question is, what are you doing? Are you eating a Yom Tov meal or are you eating a Friday night meal? You have to understand, this year, the stakes are high on that. Because Shvi'i Shel Pesach means it's the last day of Pesach. So Shabbos, we're still doomed. We have to still eat Pesach products. But there's going to be a huge nafka mina for us doomed Ashkenazim. Anyone tell me what it might be? Kidney oil, so the question is, what do you eat? Are you eating a Yontif meal or a Shabbos meal? So since Motzei Shabbos, the Satmar Rebbe started Shalosh Shudis, and he went 2-3 hours after Shabbos, it was a Shabbos meal.
He started after Shabbos.
And he ate a Malav HaMalka after Shabbos, I'm assuming. He started after Shabbos. The Satmar Rebbe believed in Rabbi Natan time, beginning of Shabbos, and so for him it wasn't yet after Shabbos, I hope. Anyway.
Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh, we know, like, if you forget to say Yalav V'Yavo in Mincha, and...
We're not dealing with that now, but okay.
We used to come after we made our dollar.
And you went to the... Many people did, you're right. So one opinion is it goes by the time you bench. The other opinion is it depends on the character of the meal. Is it a Shabbos meal or a mostly Shabbos meal? And the third opinion of the Rosh is... The Rosh brings a second opinion, and that is, it doesn't go by the time you bench, it goes by the time you eat. Namely, did you eat after it got dark, or did you finish eating when it was still light? you know, many people eat, and then they schmooze at the table. They talk about how terrible the rabbi's speech was, and how the politicians are all corrupt, and they're singing Zmiros, and in between Zmiros, Divrei Torah. Says the Rosh, okay, I'll tell you what. You're singing Zmiros, you're saying Divrei Torah. When did you finish eating? When was the last time your mouth chewed? Was it when it was still light out? Or was it even when it was dark? Says the Rosh, if you eat when it's dark, won't say Shabbos, then if it's a regular Motzei Shabbos, you don't say Ritzei. If it's a Rosh Chodesh, you'll say Yaleh V'Yavo. If, on the other hand, you finished eating when it was still light out, then you'll say Ritzei at benching, even if you bench when it's dark out. It goes by when you eat. So you want to hear opinion number two? Opinion number one was don't go into problems, bench before Shkia. Opinion number two is, you know what you can do? Eat a Kezayit when it's dark, then for sure you can say Yaleh V'Yavo, because you're eating when it's Rosh Chodesh. Or don't eat after it gets dark, because then for sure you only say Ritzei. So we have basically at this point three opinions before I take Harold's question. Opinion number one is, it goes by the time you bench, I don't care when you started eating. Number two is, it depends on the character of the meal. If the meal is a Shabbos meal, I don't care when you bench, you say Ritzei. If it's not a Shabbos meal, it's a Friday meal, I don't care when you bench, you don't say Ritzei. And the third opinion is, when was the last time you ate? Did you eat when it was Rosh Chodesh? Did you eat when it was Shabbos? If you ate when it was still light out, and then you started saying Divrei Torah and Zmiros, you say Ritzei. I don't care if it's pitch black now. If, on the other hand, you ate when it was dark, and when Motzei Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, you say Yaleh V'Yavo. Or, if there's no Rosh Chodesh after Shabbos, you don't say Yaleh V'Yavo, you say nothing. Yes, Harold.
I was thinking, if you make it early Shabbos.
Yeah.
So, you had kind of what moment last year that is preferable to carry on the meal until it gets dark and eat then. This way you're also eating on Shabbos itself? I don't remember.
I never said that.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't be so important to say that. The Mishnah Berurah suggests that. The Mishnah Berurah suggests that because there's a difference of opinion between the Taz and the Maharshal, if when you make an early Shabbos, can you also make Kiddush and eat the meal and finish the meal when it's still light? I mean, we call colloquially Friday. So the good idea is when it gets dark, eat a kazayit after it gets dark. But that's for other reasons.
Okay.
Not for these reasons.
Okay.
La halacha, let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. So we understood in Rishonim, there's three opinions. Time you bench, time you eat, versus, and number three is the character of the meal. Opinion number four we didn't put on the page, and that is stay away from trouble. Don't give a shir about it. Just tell everyone bench before Shkia. Everything's mathematical. But in the Gemara, it's not mathematical. Either the time you bench by the time you eat, or the character of the meal. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch, and in my humble opinion, and if anyone can go ahead and refute what I'm saying, I'll be very happy. In my humble opinion, he absolutely contradicts himself. In Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, he says, "Im gamar suda toliki deish hayom kodem shibirech berkat amazon, meverech berkat amazon akos rishon, v'chach omer kiddush hayom akos sheni, v'tzrich haskil shel shabbat berkat amazon, af api shemeverech kodem kiddush." What does Shulchan Aruch say? What do we go by? You started your meal on Friday. It became Shabbos. So you say Kiddush. And what do you do in benching? Daskir shel Shabbat v'berkat amazon, which means, what's the governing factor? Not when you started, not with the character, but when you bench. Whenever you bench, you bench. Is it Shabbos? We say Ritzei. It's not Shabbos? We don't say Ritzei. That's what it seems to say here. The Shuta Ramah, as you know, the Ramah didn't only bring his glasses on the tour and his glasses on the Shulchan Aruch. He also wrote a responsum. So the Ramah sitting in Krakow says, "O chalta al mashen ohagim shebe Shabbat, keshemamshichim besudat motzei Shabbat." You see, Harold, you weren't the only one. Back in Krakow, they did the same thing. Motzei Shabbos, they went on. Not only the Satmar Rebbe in Krakow over here, mevarchim ritzei, over Rosh Chodesh v'chanukah v'purim shemamshichim besudah, ein ohagim levarech yal v'yavol hanisim. Says the Ramah, "Lo shamati min hakaza." I don't understand. Shabbos, Shalashuddis, you go into Motzei Shabbos, you say Ritzei. But a Yontif, Sunday, you go into Sunday night, you don't say Yaleh V'Yavo. Or Purim, you started to suda at 4 o'clock before Shkia, you went all the way to 10 o'clock at night, you don't say Yaleh Nisim. Says the Rabbi, I never heard such a thing. Adarabba. Harosh katav b'tshuvatav l'inyan Shabbat. Shimamshich v'sudad motzei Shabbat en levarech Ritzei. Says the Rama, in one opinion in his responsum, it goes by the time you bench. Not by the time you started, not by the character of the meal, the time you bench. Just like the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. So, we ended the shiurs here, we'd say, hey, ladies and gentlemen, from now on, how do you bench? You bench all the blessings in the Siddur, and if it happens to be Shabbos, you add Shabbos. If it happens to be Yontiv, you add Yontiv, and I don't care when you started, and I don't care if the meal's in honor of someone's birthday or in honor of Yontiv or in honor of President this or Prime Minister that. Whatever time it is, you look outside. It's Shabbos, I say Ritzeh. It's no longer Shabbos, no Ritzeh. That's what happens if he would end here. But you see, I have this terrible habit. It's when I do it, when I prepare a shiur, I look in a beautiful program that has the Kol HaTorah Kula on one little discon key. It's called Bar Ilan in English. In Hebrew it's called Proyekta Shut. And you could put in a search word and you could see every single place it's mentioned. So what did I do? I put in the search word and I wanted to see if the Shulchan Aruch talks about this somewhere else. And lo and behold, not in Reish Ayin Aleph, but a little before in Kuf Pei Chetz, left side of the page, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hayau Chel V'yatsa Shabbat. Here we are at the Satmar Rebbe's Tish. Hopefully they'll let us in. And we're sitting there. Mr. Weiser will get us in. He has back channels. And we're sitting there. And we started to eat before Shkia, not of Rabbeinu Tam, the regular. And 2-3 hours after Shabbos, we're there. And we're hearing Divrei Torah. And we're hearing Zniras. And we're going on and on. And now it's time to bench. Or, let's take an easier example. This Motzei Shabbos. You're sitting at your own little tish in your house. You have your family around you. You're eating Shalosh Shudas. Shalosh Shudas is one of the meals during the day that we eat. It's usually a lousy excuse for a meal, but what are we going to do? We've got to eat 3 meals, so whatever's left over, we put on the table. And here we are. We're eating our piece of gefilte fish. We started our meal, and then we get into Zmiros and Divrei Torah and politics, and we say, oh my gosh, it's dark out. What is the Shulchan Aruch saying, Kuf Pei Chet? Maskir shel Shabbat beberkat hamazon, da'azlinon batarat chalak ha'seuda. Shulchan Aruch says, what's the governing factor? When did you start the meal? If you started on Shabbos, you say Ritzeh regardless of the time you bench. If you started on Motzei Shabbos, obviously you say, you don't say Ritzeh. When did you start? Which is another way of saying the character of the meal. Is this Shalosh Shudas? Or is this a Malava Malka? It's obviously Shalosh Shudas because I started before Shkia. So even though I went all the way through to Motzei Shabbos, I already missed the first Ma'ariv Minyan. It's a Shabbos meal. You go by the time you started to eat, namely by the character of the meal. So if you started to eat Friday as Sudat Purim, and it went into Friday night, you'd say Yal HaNisim, because the meal is, the character of the meal is a Purim meal. Namely, you don't have a normal challah, you have a chocolate chip challah on the table. And people are not dressed in their Shabbos garb, they're dressed in costumes. So it's a Purim meal. It goes by the beginning of the meal. The Ramah in Reish Ayin Aleph says, V'yeshum rim, and some say, Deino maskir shel Shabbat, da'azlin batarat chalat ha'suda. So if you're eating on Friday your Sudas Purim and you go into Shabbos, you go by the time you started the meal. So, Motzei Shabbos, which is more common for us, we started the meal on Shabbos, we ended on Motzei Shabbos. Do we say Ritzeh? Yes, why? Because what's the governing factor? When you started, or what I like to call the character of the meal. The meal is a Shabbos meal, or a Purim meal. The Ramah indeed says, so I don't know, Agim Devarchahu, Matin and Maharam, Vinyal Anisim Bepurim. The Ramah says indeed, even though I know the point of view that says otherwise, namely it goes by the time you bench, the point of view that's more Nahug, that's more of a custom, is you go by the time you started the meal. Because the Maharam said, if I'm Purim, you start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And you go all the way into 12 o'clock midnight by the time you sober up. You say Al HaNisim, even though it's no longer Purim. Why? Because it goes by the beginning of the meal. The meal is a Purim meal. So Shulchan Aruch, Reish Ayin Aleph says it goes by the time you bench. And Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Pei Chet says it goes by the time you started. Or in my words, Reish Ayin Aleph says the time you bench, Kuf Pei Chet is the character of the meal. What do you call it? The Shabbos meal or a Motzei Shabbos meal? So I think there is a contradiction in the Shulchan Aruch. If you turn the page, you'll see that there is not one, not two, not three, but four opinions. Yeah?
If you knew that people were going to join you after sundown, and that somehow the character of the meal is not 100% clear.
I have to think about that. There's no question that according to Simon, Kuf Pei Chet, Reish Ayin Aleph, it makes no difference. Whatever time it is, that's the way you bench. So if it's Motzei Shabbos, they don't say Ritzeh. According to Reish Ayin Aleph, maybe they would say Ritzeh because they're joining a Shabbos meal. On the other hand, they didn't start the meal on Shabbos necessarily. that they joined you at sundown. So they're missing that. So if you look at the next part of the page, you'll see there's four opinions. The Mishnah Berurah says, and Reish Ayin Aleph doesn't, but Tar Hashna. You go by the time you bench. Magen Avraham, middle opinion says it goes by the time you begin eating, plus the time you bench, namely. Afal Gav, the Besimon Kuf Pei Chet, Pasak Dazin Batar Chatsuda. Even though Kuf Pei Chet, the Shulchan Aruch says, when did you start meaning? Yesh no mar, the Sapkukim Misafkilei. He has a Sapik. Umisapkin on the Cholinyan, Sarich Laskir, and because it's a Sapik, so you know what? Let's cover all bases. Let's say, Ritzei, and Yolevi Yavo. Just in case. We don't know. We don't know who's right. We have Kuf Pei Chet and Reish Ayin Aleph. We don't know. Mishnah Berurah. The Imchal Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh Bemotzei Shabbos. Yaskir Ritzei. V'gam Ya'aleh V'yavo. Da'azlin Matar Tchat Asuda. V'gam Matar Shashu Mevarech Bo. I don't know who's right. Is it the time you bench or the time you started? Is it the character of the meal or when did you or the time you bench? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Cover all bases. Now, does anyone have a problem with that? That's nice. You have a subject. Say everything. I have two problems with it. Number one, it goes against regular logic. And number two, it goes against halachic logic. Anyone can enlighten me with their thoughts. Please, furnish me with your thoughts. Gentlemen, if Motzei Shabbos is Shavuos, and Shabbos is a regular Shabbos, and you started Shalosh Shunes and you went into Motzei Shabbos. According to this point of view, we don't know who's right. Is it the time you started or the time you benched? So what are you going to do? Cover all bases. You'll say Ritzei and Ya'aleh V'yavo. Now, are we talking about a Suffolk Dol Raisa here? That Suffolk Dol Raisa L'chumra? At best, it's a Suffolk D'Rabbanon. Yes, the Gemara lures Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Me'en Ame'ora. You're supposed to say the important part of the day, like Ya'aleh V'yavo would say whatever it is in davening, but I'm not so sure that's a d'oraisa. So that's my first problem. My second problem is more regular logic. Gentlemen, if it's Saturday night, if it's Sunday, it's not Saturday. If it's Saturday, it's not Sunday. If it's Shabbos, it's not Shavuos yet. And if it's Shavuos, it's not Shabbos yet. Did you understand what I just said?
Mm-hmm.
If Sunday's Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos is a regular Shabbos, then how in God's name is it both? You understand? So yes, I understand it's a suffix. We have Reish Ayin Aleph against Kuf Pei Chet. We don't know. Does it go by the time you bench? Or does it go by the time you start it? I got it. But if you say both, you're basically, it doesn't make sense. Either it's Sunday or it's Friday or it's Shabbos. Or it can't be both. Comes along the Tos and says, you know what? The character of the meal can change. It can morph. It can start as a Friday meal and go into Shabbos. That's exactly the quase we saw in the Gemara. We started a Friday meal that morphed into a Shabbos meal. So let's take the opposite. We started Shalosh Shudas and it morphed into a Malav HaMalka. Or we started a Shalosh Shudas that morphed into the Shavuos night meal. I mean, many Jews on Shavuos eat milchik. Usually by Shalosh Shudas, many Jews do not eat meat. They had enough Friday night and Shabbos. So here, we're going to have a Shalosh Shudas. It's going to be milchik for those that are not lactose intolerant. And we're eating our cheese. And it morphs from a Shalosh Shudas into a Shavuos meal. So says the Taz, of course, there's an Inyan Chan tradition. Im ba'alav kedushan osefet b'sha'a siyum asuda, v'day omer ganken ne'en ota kedusha. I started a Shabbos meal, and it morphed into a Yantav meal. So at the end of the meal, I want to thank God for giving me bread that I ate on Shabbos, and eventually ate it on Motzei Shabbos Shavuos, which was Yantav. Or I ate matzah on Friday. It was Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Thank you, God, for parting the Sea of Reeds. It gave wonderful movies to Hollywood, from the Ten Commandments all the way through. Anyone? No, what's the next movie after the first? We also watched the Ten Commandments. It was a great movie. Huh? What's the more Steven Spielberg better movie?
Oh, well.
No?
Prince of Egypt.
So we gave us the Prince of Egypt. So I started with Masa, thank you God for parting the Sea of Reeds. No more Egyptians, we're free. It's wonderful, it's terrific. And I'm sitting there and all of a sudden Shabbos comes on. So the meal changed from thanking God for parting the Sea of Reeds to thank you God for resting on the seventh day. So says the Taz, say both. Because the meal started on Friday, went into Shabbos. Say both. It doubles over. What do we call that in English? You kill two birds with one stone. Here we're not killing. We're taking both birds. And we're saying we're using both. It started on Friday, it went into Shabbos, say both. It started on Shabbos, went into Motzei Shabbos, say both. Not because the suffix between Siman Kuf Pei Chet versus Reish Ayin Aleph. Says the Mogen Avraham, says the Taz, very simply, it morphed. It's not a tarte de satre. It's not it can't be this and that. Yes, it can. I started on Shabbos and I ended on Motzei Shabbos. So therefore, the meal morphed from a Shabbos meal into a Motzei Shabbos meal. You understand that the people that disagree will say you can't morph the meal. It has to be either or. You have to make a decision. But this one says here, the meal doubles over. Yeah.
Well, regarding this Shabbos meal going into a regular Sunday,
mm-hmm.
I thought that Havdalah, the purpose of Havdalah is to separate the food for Shabbat to the rest of the week.
Right.
So how can it morph into, without doing Havdalah, how can it morph?
I think Mitch, you answered your own question. If you didn't make Havdalah, so what happens?
It's still a Shabbat meal.
It's still a Shabbat meal that's morphed into a Motzei Shabbos meal, but not yet what we call a totally weekday meal. You're right that there is a point of view that says that Friday, we make Kiddush, Friday night, and make all the meals in honor of Shabbos, and not just meals for us who are hungry, and in order not to be hungry, we eat. It makes it into sanctified meals. And Motzei Shabbos, Havdalah, says from now on, all the meals we're going to eat are mundane, regular meals. You're right. But if you didn't make Havdalah, so the meal is still a Shabbos meal that has a little weekdayness into it, or a Rosh Chodeshness into it, because you didn't make Havdalah yet. Says the Taz, it can morph. So we started the shir by saying, either or, either the time you bench, or the time you started. Or I like to say, either it's the character of the meal, is it a Shabbos meal or a multi-Shabbos meal, versus when did you start? And we see to see a few opinions. One is, okay, time you bench, opinion number one. Opinion number two is, look on the right side, the Mogen Avraham, Lachen imchav Rosh Chodesh v'motzei Shabbos, Omer shel Shabbat v'lo shel Rosh Chodesh, tazin matar et chlat suda. It goes by the time you started, the character of the meal. But we have two middle opinions that say, no, say both. One opinion says because we have a suffix between Shulchan Aruch Kuf Pei Chet and Shulchan Aruch Reish Ayin Aleph. Does it go by the time you bench? Does it go by the time you start? Does it go by the character of the meal? Does it go by the time you bench? But says the Taz, what I think is beautiful is, even though Zeh Soteret Zeh, there's no stira here, there's no contradiction. It started on Shabbos and it ended on Motzei Shabbos. It morphed. What is it like? It's like I have a cell phone. The cell phone is very useful for phone calls. It also can record the shir. It also can have Kol HaTorah Kula on it. You can have Gemara and Shulchan Aruch all on your cell phone. You can also play with it during shir and get the lecturer very upset that your cell phone is more interesting than him. You can do many things with the same cell phone. No one's going to say, it can only be a cell phone. All you can do is make calls. That's it. Now, we know we do have cell phones like that out there, right?
Uh-huh.
What are they called?
Kosher
phones. Kosher, quote-unquote, phones. Now, those kosher phones basically say, make a decision. Either you go by the beginning of the meal, or you go by the end of the meal. Either you go by the time you started, it's a Shabbos meal, or you go by the end of the meal. Says the Taz, who said so? It can double over. You started on Shabbos. It was a Shabbos Shalashudas meal and went into Motzei Shabbos, so it became a Rosh Chodesh Saturday night meal. And they're both in the same meal. Same thing on Friday. Shvi Shel Pesach. I started it as a Pesach Shvi Shel Pesach lunch. And we went overtime and it morphed into a Shabbos meal. So it's both. And because it's both, what are we going to say at benching? Both Ritzei and Yale V'Yavo. So to sum up, gentlemen, we had a fascinating shiur this morning. At least I thought so, and I'm very non-biased on this. And that is that we saw a Gemara that says, hey, there could be clashes. You start a meal at one time, and you end it another time. Well, gentlemen, if you start a meal at one time, and you end it another time, then quite frankly, what do? So we saw one point of view that says it goes by the time you bench. I don't care when you started. The other point of view says it goes by when you started, namely, what's the character of the meal? Is it Shalashudas? Or is it Malava Malka? Namely, if you started on Shabbos, you say only Ritzei. If you started Motzei Shabbos, you say Yale V'Yavo. And we saw two points of view that said, either because the Shulchan Aruch is contradicting himself on this, or because, quite frankly, it can morph, you say both. Namely, it started as a Shabbos meal, and it morphed into a Shabbos plus Rosh Chodesh meal, or a Shabbos plus a Shavuos meal, and therefore you say both. La Halacha, everyone should do any of the above. Some people stay away from trouble bench before Shkia. Some people, on the other hand, make a decision. And I make a decision on this issue. When it happens, then I ultimately do say both if I go overtime.
Really?
I think you have that. And I'll tell you why, and with this ashkapic statement, I will end. You know, I believe a meal can morph, but I also believe something else. Not only can a meal morph, I also believe that life is full of contradictions, and we can live with contradictions. Uh-huh. It can be both Shabbos and Moshe Shabbos. I can be both happy and sad. I can be both in mourning and yet at the same time celebrate Purim. I can on the one hand be high and on the other hand be low, and both in the same minute. Yeah. So quite frankly, contradictions doesn't scare me. That's what I personally do if this comes out. I'll just end with one fascinating story. There's various stories as to what my two Rabbeim did. But one story I will tell you. There was a time in the yeshiva I was in that they said, bench before Shkia, don't get into all this. That's what Rav Luchtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said. So there was another Rebbe who's still alive, unfortunately has ALS, Rav Tavori. He was in charge that Shabbos. And he asked Rav Amital what to do at Motzei Shabbos, because it's a Rosh Chodesh. So what should we do? Should we say Ritzei, because we started on Shabbos? Should we say Yalla V'Yavo, because that's the time we're benching? Should we bench before Shkia? He says, make a decision. But whatever you do, don't do what Rav Luchtenstein said. Now you understand what that meant? It meant, make a decision, but don't do the cop-out point of view, which is, stay away from trouble. Don't get into it, bench before Shkia. That's the alleged story I grew up with. I don't know if it's true, but knowing the two individuals alive, I think it could have happened. To make a long story short, gentlemen, we saw a shir today, which can happen very frequently, and we said, when a Friday goes into Shabbos, or a Shabbos goes into Motzei Shabbos, do you bench by the time, based on the time you bench, based on the time you started, or it can morph, it can be both.